Dateline Washington, Wednesday, October 8th, 2008. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, reviewing the debate, part two. John McCain and Barack Obama held the second of their three presidential debates Tuesday night in Tennessee in a town hall-style format. We'll go over the high points and the low points with Larry Sabato, professor of political science at the University of Virginia. Did the race change fundamentally in any way? And is John McCain going to be able to use the economy to his advantage at any point over the next 4 weeks? Also in this edition of Dateline Washington, new action taken by the Fed. Interest rates lowered a half a point here in the U.S. on Wednesday, but also in several different nations around the world as well. Who is being targeted by this interest rate to cut? And what other actions may the Fed be pursuing in the days ahead in order to alleviate this financial crisis? Plus, Obama versus McCain on health care. The two candidates sparred head-to-head over that issue, as well as many others on Tuesday night. We'll separate fact from fiction from the two candidates' policies with Grace Marie Turner of the Galen Institute. And McCain versus Obama on energy. The two also have very different ideas about how to reform the nation's energy policy over the next 10 years. We'll talk about that with Max Schultz of the Manhattan Institute. All that plus the day in Congress and in business follows Wednesday's headlines. But the big story in the political world is still the reverberations from Tuesday night's head-to-head debate in a town hall-style format at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee, between John McCain and Barack Obama. As expected, since this debate covered all issues, foreign, domestic, and otherwise, the financial crisis and how it has been impacting this country over the past several weeks and will impact it in the months and years to come was center stage. Senator Obama says right now he is convinced that this is a final verdict on the Bush administration's economic policies.
I believe this is a final verdict on the failed economic policies of the last 8 years, strongly promoted by President Bush and supported by Senator McCain, that essentially said that we should strip away regulations, consumer protections, let the market run wild, and prosperity would rain down on all of us. It hasn't worked out that way. And so now we've got to take some decisive action.
Senator McCain takes a different approach. He says there is plenty of blame to go around, but he says the real catalyst for this financial crisis was irresponsible management of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and most Democrats, including Senator Obama, just stood on the sidelines while the crisis was brewing.
That's why we're going to have to go out into the housing market, and we're going to have to buy up these bad loans, and we're going to have to stabilize home values. And that way Americans can, like Alan, can realize the American dream and stay in their home. But Fannie and Freddie were the catalyst, the match that started this forest fire. There were some of us that stood up against it. There was others who took a hike.
McCain also, as you heard in that clip, proposing a new initiative that $300 billion of the $700 billion bailout package be used to buy up bad loans that are being forced on folks now who can no longer afford their mortgages. He wants to reassess the values of those properties since they have declined and then offer new mortgage opportunities to those folks so they can afford it and stay in their homes. Again, the price tag on that $300 billion. In addition to all the talk on the financial crisis, plenty of talk about other issues as well, with Senator McCain talking about his plan for energy independence. He says we need to get our spending under control and we need to focus on offshore drilling and nuclear power.
I have a plan to fix this problem, and it's got to do with energy independence. We've got to stop sending $700 billion a year to countries that don't want us very much. We have to keep Americans' taxes low, all Americans' taxes low. Let's not raise taxes on anybody today. We obviously have to stop the spending spree that's going on in Washington. Do you know that we've laid a $10 trillion debt on these young Americans who are here with us tonight? $500 billion of it we owe to China. We've got to have a package of reforms, and it's got to lead to reform, prosperity, and peace in the world.
Senator Obama with different priorities in terms of energy reform.
Energy we have to deal with today because you're paying $3.80 here in Nashville for gasoline. And it could go up. And it's a strain on your family budget, but it's also bad for our national security. Because countries like Russia and Venezuela, and you know, in some cases, countries like Iran, are benefiting from higher oil prices. So we've got to deal with that right away. That's why I've called for an investment of $15 billion a year over 10 years. Our goal should be, in 10 years' time, we are free of dependence on Middle Eastern oil. And we can do it.
Senator Obama and John McCain talking about energy policy a little bit later in this edition. We'll have some more comments from both candidates at Tuesday night's debate, as well as analysis of their proposals on energy and health care. For now, that's a look at Wednesday's headlines.